Meet Nyla and Maria. Nyla is 6 years old. She lives with her 63-year-old grandmother, Maria. Nyla and Maria live in a small but comfortable house in New Orleans, where Maria has lived for 40 years and raised all of her three children. Maria works at the public library, and though she makes enough to get by, she and Nyla still live below the poverty line. Consequently, Maria cannot afford a car. She escorts Nyla to school every day on the bus before reboarding and heading to work. It is Saturday, August 27, 2005. Citizens of the Gulf Coast have just been notified that there is a Category 4 hurricane headed straight for New Orleans. Maria is incredibly worried. None of her children are still living, and Nyla's mother died when she was just 2 years old. They are alone in the city. All weekend, Maria has been preparing for the impending storm. She has packed food, clothes, and water for both herself and the little one. On Sunday, Maria realizes that things have gotten worse and that she will need to evacuate with Nyla to a local shelter. The storm is headed straight towards them, it seems. By 8 p.m., Maria stuffs a rolling cart with the essentials she'd packed for them the day before and carries a trembling Nyla out of the house and down the street to the nearby shelter. By the time the storm hits, Maria is convinced that they will not survive. They survive, however, their house and all of their possessions, minus what remains in the small rolling cart, have been destroyed. Without money or a vehicle, Maria worries what life will be like for them now.